Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Blooming Through Christ. Today's date is Wednesday, January the 27th of the year 2021. And I do hope that this message slash inspirational message, I should say, and warning opens your eyes and your heart to hear God and to actually follow and be obedient to His word. Well, today, God was placing on my heart to speak about seeing and flowing through your spiritual eyes. Everyone has eyes, and these eyes that we have are physical eyes, which you're actually opening your eyes and you're seeing everything exactly as it is in this physical world. But you have to remember that this world also contains spiritual things. We go through stuff in life. And as we get closer to God, we realize that there are spiritual things that are in this world. Everyone doesn't have the gift of seeing angels or seeing demons, but they do exist. So with our spiritual eyes is when we are actually being fully aware, or at least having the knowledge that these spiritual beings do exist and the spiritual activity exists on this earth. God really wants us to be open and to be wise and to actually gain some knowledge on this, because right now the world is going through a really mighty shift. And God was just placing on my heart to put out this podcast today and actually speak so real and so raw to you all, and warning everyone that we really, really have to be fully looking and functioning and flowing and living and seeing through our spiritual eyes at this time, even more, he said. And the way how God explained it to me is that he's saying that he took all of his people through tests from last year. And God was just placing on my heart, when he says test, he's saying that, hold on, you just look back at everything that you overcame during the past 2-3 years. Testing, not fully focusing on things that are existing straight in your face. Let's say that you have a bill to be paid on time and you didn't know where that money was going to come from. And somehow some check came, or someone blessed you with the exact amount that you needed, or sometimes even more to have a balance, because he gives us what we ask for and more. So he placed that there at that particular time to cancel that bill. He's just saying, look back at different situations. Probably you were really sick and you just said a prayer that one night and you realized the next morning you started to feel better, or you were actually healed by the next morning. He's just asking you to really sit down and focus on the past 2-3 years with things that you overcame that you know was not you. You had no effort in it. You knew that it had to be God. Even if it was some friend that just called and checked on you, and that day you probably was feeling suicidal or even down or depressed. Turning on the TV and hearing a particular message at that point when you were feeling so, you know, sad or anxious or panicky about a situation. Like, God gives us signs. He gives us people to come into our life for seasons. He sends his messengers to give us words of encouragement. And he really wants me to focus on living right now, fully functioning, flowing, and living through our physical eyes. It does not matter what you're going through. You have to stay focused on God. As you become closer to God, you receive, or I should say, as you become closer to God, you have a relationship with God. And having a relationship with God, he will let you know certain things that he promises us. So he wants us to know that even though the situation right now may not look promising in our eyes, he's asking us to fully live and see through our spiritual eyes to know that when he says something is going to happen, it is going to happen. A lot of people, and I myself, was also tricked because I couldn't really understand, like, God, you said this is going to happen for me, but look at the state that I am in right now in my life. And God is saying, you have to stay focused on Him and see spiritually, through our spiritual eyes, what He has promised us. He's also stated that God is really, really, really being stern about this, because the devil uses this as an advantage to kind of have us not fully open to receive our blessings as well, and to play with our mind in thinking that these things are not possible because of the situation that you're in. So you have to wake up every morning and pray to God and ask God to renew your mind, renew your heart, renew your actions and your reactions towards everything. Let you function spiritually. Open your spiritual eyes for you to see that even though whatever is going on in the physical world, you just stay focused on God. He's not going to fail. He never fails. And if you go on YouTube or anything and you actually look at some stories of pastors or anyone, any successful people, any persons at all, you can always tell that they always had this dream or vision implanted in them. And that is the promise that God placed in their heart. And once you stay focused and you just overcome all the obstacles, you are successful. God also wants us to increase our prayer life. And even if you're a person that prays a lot, He's saying pray more during this time. The devil is really, really, really busy, and God wants us to pray even more to Him. Pray for protection, pray for strength, pray for increasing faith, pray for wisdom, pray for discernment, prayer to even understand what you're going through is just a season. And if you're a person that never fasted, you can start fasting as well, because fasting works great with praying as well. And I just want to touch slightly on fasting, because I'm doing a fast right now. I'm fasting from 6 a.m. until 11. And fasting is just honestly abstaining from natural pleasures for a spiritual purpose. You can fast from food. You can fast from social media. You can fast from ice cream, candy. You can fast from anything that you know that takes up a lot of your time on a day. People think fasting is just food, but fasting is any pleasure that you have within yourself. If you drink a lot and you're praying to God to stop from drinking, you can just try. You can fast for 3 days. Not drinking any alcohol from 6 until 12 in the evening, any amount of time. God just wants to see you trying, and you will see Him move in your life, and He will help you to pull away from that addiction. But fasting and praying is something that God really wants us to increase in our life right now. Just take time to really sit down and realize that God is just really wanted to fill us with spiritual food. And you get filled with spiritual food when you fast, because in that fast, in that time that you're fasting, is like an unclogging process that happens in your spirit. It increases your spiritual capacity. It just opens your mind and your heart to seeing things differently, which is seeing through your spiritual eyes rather than physical eyes. You can read your Bible during that time. You can watch inspirational things on your computer, on your laptop, on your phone, just to feed your spirit good spiritual food. God just wants to see us trying right now, because the way the world is going, you have to be fully focused and your eyes have to be open towards Him, His word, His promises over your life and your family's life. Don't be distracted. during this time. So I just want to declare and say a sharp prayer that we are going to be open to listen to God's word. Pray that God opens our spiritual eyes so that we will have the understanding of what it truly means. Pray that God will keep us covered, anointed, favored, blessed. Pray that God will renew our minds and our hearts daily. Pray that God will give us the understanding that faith, you just need a little half of a peanut seed of faith. And as you draw closer to God, it grows. Just declare these things over yourself and your family. God wants us to move in the authority that He has us in. As we have a relationship with God, all of us has a place in God's kingdom. We have to walk in our authority now in this physical world and also in our spiritual life. It's no time to be lagging or halfway Christian or this and that. During these times that we're going through right now, we have to be strong, armored, faithful, committed soldiers of God's kingdom. Ask God and pray to God to open your spiritual eyes. When you're actually living and breathing and seeing through your spiritual eyes, you are less stressed, trust me. Before, I was a person that everything that happened physically used to affect me, and it used to affect me so badly that it used to affect my health. My pressure was off the charts. My panic attacks was off the charts. I was so depressed. I was so worried. I felt so stuck. I felt so confused. But now that I have a relationship with God and Holy Spirit is within me, I function differently. Even in the same situation sometimes that I was faced with before that I am experiencing now, it does not affect me the same way at all. Because God is within me, I know the promises He has for me. And I'm now seeing through my spiritual eyes that sometimes even your own family members will come and they're just acting so different towards you. And now I understand that the devil sometimes uses people to really get you emotional and, you know, make you function different or react different. It's just to catch you off guard. I know that. That's why lack of knowledge is something so serious. You really have to pray to God and ask Him to fill you with wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that when certain situations comes about, you rebuke that in the name of Jesus because you know that it's not of God. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be your husband. It could be your wife. It could be your kids. You understand that that is not of God, and you pray for those people, and you don't hold unforgiveness in your heart because you know the attacks and the ways that the devil comes to try and offset you because your blessings is right there, or you're actually walking in your breakthrough. The devil will do anything to get you off track. Sometimes in life when you feel like things are hitting you back to back, that is when your blessing is right there. And the devil just wants you to react or function or stop praying or stop fasting or stop even having a relationship or focusing on God just to get you off track. Also, God was placing on my heart today, like He was saying, just come on the podcast today, just being so real and raw and just say some questions that I went through in my life that I used to ask Him, and He gave me the answers to. So I would just say this part is just some questions that I've asked God and how He actually answered them, and how He answered them in many different ways and forms. Coming from a person that was severely depressed, I used to ask God a lot, why you create me? Why was I created? Because honestly, I was really confused. My life was so full of darkness that I was lost. Like, why did God bring me in this world to live this sort of life? And as I gave my life to God and He started to flow through me and change my way of thinking and change my heart and change how I perceive things in this physical world and open my eyes spiritually to understand that even though someone might do something bad towards you, or I used to be real dramatic, so I used to say evil towards me, that it doesn't mean that person is necessarily evil. That is the devil working through them to offset me even more and put me in a more darker place. So as I got closer to God, I realized that the reason why he created me and why I was going through so much stuff is because with the experience that I have in many different situations in my life is actually going to be a testimony and an inspiration to many others. At that time, I was not pleased at all. I didn't understand why I was going through so much things within myself, within my mind, with my family, with friends, just with everyone on the whole planet and in my mind and myself. And it's only getting closer to God that I understand the reason why I was going through it is so that other people there that are going through these things will be able to relate to me because I went through it. I was created to go through certain stuff in life and to overcome certain stuff to inspire others not to give up. To inspire others and let people know that the only reason that I'm here alive today is because of God. To inspire people and to let people know that God is the only one that helped me. I had friends that tried counseling me. I had so many people around me that tried to help me. I was even to the point that I wanted to start taking medication for depression. I was to the point that I tried smoking, drinking, acting and pretending that I was numb to all the issues, but it haunted me. I was not good. I did not feel good. So I'm here just to inspire you and to let you know that I was in a low, dark place that many people can't even understand what type of depression it is that I was in. But I'm just inspiring you that the first step to do is just pray to God, just to say, God, help me. Just ask for help. Just pray, God, please help me. I don't even know what to pray for, but please, please, please help me. I was to that stage that I didn't even know what to pray for, but just to say the words, help me, God. So I'm here and I was created and God let me see and let me know that I was created to help others. If I could help others skip all the unnecessary trials and stuff that they don't have to go through in their life and to really fully function and believe in God, that's so beautiful, and that's something that is so dear to my heart because I know what I went through and how God brought me out the process. So that was the first question. The second question I used to ask God a lot is, why do I think I act so differently to other people in situations? I mean, like, I will be at home, I will be at work, I will be with friends, and my thinking process was always different. And when I say different, I mean, like, sometimes I used to tell myself that people have hearts of, like, do they even have a heart? I am very loving, I'm a very caring person, and I was never the type of person to laugh at people. Like, people used to laugh at people that have, like, disabilities or laugh at people when they're going through hard times. And that was never me. And I used to ask God, like, I too soft? Because then in my situation, I would end up getting used by people. And it used to hurt me so deeply because I couldn't help but help people. And then it would turn around and get the bad end of the stick. You know? And it used to feel so bad, like, why am I so different to other people? And in a good way, being caring, loving, put credit on my phone, I talk to you through all your problems, whatever, but just not getting it back in return, or not even a thank you, or just not even being appreciated, you know? Not that you was doing it to be appreciated, but sometimes you would just like somebody to say, thanks, Tanya, you know? You was really there for me. And those are things that used to hurt me so deeply and that I couldn't understand why I used to care so much. I care so much about people that did not care about me. But getting closer to God and Him making me understand myself and how He uniquely picked the characteristics within myself, I understand that I'm supposed to be like this. It does not make any sense trying to be a better person, because at one point it was like, I done being nice to people and they wanted to be bitter, but that is not me. He created me to be uniquely caring and loving towards people. But in this process, He also taught me discernment. You cannot try to help everyone. Before I do something nice, caring, loving towards anyone, I pray to God first. Before, I didn't have that knowledge. You understand? Yes, I'm a caring, loving person, but I bring everything to God first. So now, having a relationship with God, I still have the same characteristics in being a loving, caring, genuine person, but I bring it to God first. I pray for discernment. He will let me know if to move this way, do this way, whatever. That's why you have to have a relationship with God. Okay, the next question I used to ask God a lot is, what are my gifts and talents? Being in a dark place, sometimes you have gifts and talents and you just don't even see it as gifts and talents because you're comparing yourself to other people's gifts and talents. I did that for so many years that I was blinded to what my gifts and talents were because I was in such a dark place. I was even seeing it within myself. And God showed me, and it was so funny, God showed me what my gifts and talents were, and they are so unique and different that I just feel so blessed to have a different sort of gift and talent that He showed me. I was always unique. I was always different. And I'm just so blessed that writing and speaking to people and encouraging people and just being used as a vessel from God just to show people and through my life, I know I'm still going through. My life is going to be a living testimony of God's power and how He could transform you from being the most negative person to being the most loving, positive, happy person. How He could transform my life of the situation that I'm in, that I'm able to have this big, huge house and I'll be able to open up my shelters and different organizations to help those in need because I know what they will need. I have been there. So I have a lot of gifts and talents that God revealed to me. The next question I used to ask God, in which was a real big fear, in which took me so long to even give my life to God or even consider being a Christian or even praying to God and all, is, do I have to know the whole Bible to be a true Christian? Like, the devil is really play with your mind. So many times I wanted to give my life to God, but then like something will come in my head and it will be like, well, I know the Bible, or I even already know the story about Noah and the ark, or Jonah and the whale, and how I could tell myself I could be a Christian and I know the Bible or none of the scriptures, or I can't remember the commandments or whatever. That's a lie from the pit of hell. As you give your life to God, just say, God, say the sinner's prayer, repent, ask God to come into your life. You want God to be in your life. You want to function different. Just cry out for help to God. And during this time, I'm so amazed. Like, I don't know scriptures by heart yet, but that's not a fear, and that's not going to stop me from calling myself a Christian and a true woman of God. I don't know a lot of scriptures by heart, but God knows my heart. I pray every day. I read my Bible every day, more than one times a day. I crave God in my life and Holy Spirit in my life. That is something that I long for. God knows your heart. As long as you have a pure heart and He knows that you want Him in your life, He is going to function in your life. And you're going to, like, I have certain scriptures as my favorite scriptures and I have them written down. And I know in time that I'm going to know them by heart. And the thing is, knowing scriptures by heart doesn't mean that you're a true Christian, you know. God wants us to live and function as true women and men of God. So knowing scriptures is not everything, because I have met people that don't believe in God, that believe in Satan, that know the whole Bible back to front. So it's not about knowing things by heart. So just don't be deceived, because that had me stuck for a long time. But thanks to God, yes, I'm a Christian. Okay, the next question I used to ask God a lot is how to forgive people that have hurt me so deeply. And when I say deeply, I mean deeply. I mean best friend deeply. I mean family deeply. I mean mother doing something to me, hurting me deep. And I'm really amazed, like, when God flows through you, forgiving people becomes so easy, because you love how it feels when you just fully let it go. Like, before, I used to feel like if my chest was just filled with, like, these small little rocks, like, you just feel like you're carrying this weight on you. That's unforgiveness here. That is unforgiveness. You have to let it go. It don't even matter if the person still think that they're right, whatever. You're dealing with your life, because when you stand in front of God, God is not going to ask you what Susie do to you. Is what is in your heart, is what's in your mind, is what's in your soul that God is going to be functioning off of. Let it fully go. I feel so much better that I don't care who does me anything. If it hurts me, I say, you know what, God, I forgive them, because I love that feeling when I forgive somebody. I just feel so much lighter. I just feel so much clearer. Like, it doesn't annoy you and you stand with this thing on your heart for 2 and 3 and 5 years, and that's pure madness. And it was real hard for me to forgive people before, but once I actually feel how it felt to fully let it go with God in me and the Holy Spirit in me, how it really truly feels to forgive fully. Because before, I used to halfway forgive. Oh, I kind of forgive you. You can't kind of. You got to fully forgive somebody to really feel and grasp how it feels to forgive. And you're going to love that process. It's so easy for me to forgive people. It's easy for me to forgive people now. I feel light. I don't feel confused. I don't have hatred and resentment and bitterness in my heart for people that have done me wrong. Just forgive people. The next question I have a lot of questions. I have about 11 questions, but I know that this will help people, because these are things that I used to sit down and think about, and sometimes Satan is going to put these things in your head for you not to really give your life truly and fully to God. So this is just inspiration and encouragement to people out there that I went through these stages, and just believe God and trust God. So the next question is, does God only perform miracles to persons who have been Christians for a long time? I do not know what headspace I was in, but as I was sitting out writing these questions, now that I'm in a different headspace, it's like, Taya, what were you thinking? But I really have to bring them back up, because people are in these stages, and it's just to open their mind to let them know it's not only you. And that how on you will look back now, next year you will look back and say, wow, I have really grown in Christ. And I was today thinking that only people who are Christians for like 10 years or something get miracles performed to them. But that is a lie. As long as you have faith and you believe, God is going to heal you. And sometimes if you study it, like, this is the devil's so wicked. If you look at life and you look at situations or even people's testimonies, some people are actually brought to God, brought believing in God by a miracle being performed in their life. Many people that probably never used to pray or anything, but just because they came to church one day with a friend and they actually believe, like, God, please heal me tonight. Let my foot be healed. And their foot was healed that same night. That miracle is what brought them to Christ. that miracle is what made them give their life to Christ, and now they're Christians. You know what I mean? And so don't be one-sided or one-minded. Don't be distracted or distorted by the devil, because the devil has put a lot of stupidness in your head just so that you don't become a Christian or a woman or a man of God. So this is just encouragement. Open your eyes. Open your spiritual eyes. Open how you perceive things in this world differently, spiritually. So I know that this is inspiring people, though. The next step was, how do you, like, I used to ask God, how I can stop from smoking and drinking? Like, I used to be so sad. I used to be so depressed. And this is really was, you know, you're just as a distraction, just to numb you through the day to get through the next day. And let me tell you, I this is a testimony, and this is something that I experienced, that I'm like, God is so real and so serious. God had me feeling guilty for over a year for smoking. Just smoking, trying to numb this depression, trying to numb the pain, just trying to numb the world, just trying to numb the everything that I was going through. And I was praying to God, like, God, I really want to stop from smoking. Could the smoking ain't helping? I was still feeling the same way, but the smoking wasn't helping. It got to the stage that I was like, you know what? I need to give this up. I started to feel in my heart, like, if this personally for me was a gateway that the devil was using just to keep me in bondage, just to keep me financially unstable, just to, like, my chest started to hurt, like, it just started to affect my health. This, I'm talking about me personally. It started to affect me, and I was praying for God to help me to stop from smoking. And as I continued smoking, every time I smoked, I felt so guilty. You know, as a big adult, a big woman, and as you smoking, you just feeling guilty and guilty. Like, I mean, like, this is guilt that I have never felt in my life. Like, when God said, I want you to stop doing this, you're praying for me to help you stop, God placed this guilt every time I was smoking. And I still wouldn't hear. And God say, okay, you ain't hearing? I can make you physically sick. God made me physically sick when I smoked. All of a sudden, I'm like allergic to smoking. And the thing is, I knew it was God. And he had to bring me to that point of literally feeling nauseated, having to go to the bathroom, one blackout. God brought me to that stage to say, Tanya, stop. Stop. I want you. Stop. I want you, and I want you in my kingdom with a good, healthy body. Stop. So, sometimes, even though you know, this is just a testimony, so that even if you know that you want to stop drinking, smoking, like some people are addicted to porn, whatever, pray to God to help you to stop. He is going to do something, and it's going to be major, and you're going to stop. And since I stopped, I never ever will smoke again. I don't even crave it. The next question I used to ask God a lot, and this is something that I used to sit down and cry, because I couldn't get it, understand? I didn't know what was going on, like, if something was wrong with me or something. But this question is something that I cried a lot about. Why people automatically don't like me without even knowing me? I know some people is go through this in their head. You might not want to admit it, but I know people is go through this in their head. Why people just don't like me, and they don't even know me. But you see, at that time, I was so depressed. It's like if people could, like, smell this depression on me, that they didn't even want to be around me. And it's only coming out of depression and seeing the different responses that I have from people that don't even know me now. It is a transformation spiritually, a cleansing
that God takes you through that people know are so friendly towards me. And it's not saying that I live my life to be liked by people now, but I can tell the difference in the approaches by people around me. Like, having a dark spirit over your head makes people run. And you will be sitting down there, you won't know what it is I do then, but some people could sense, I ain't gonna like you. Like, my spirit was dark. I ain't had nothing positive to say. I wasn't positive to be around, totally. And I did not understand that at that time, because that's what I was going through. But it's only now that I come out of it and God is in my life, and I inside I can feel so different, that I'm actually now seeing the different approaches that people approach me with now. People approach me with such a light spirit. Like people that even, some people will say, well, she aren't ready, but then when they come and meet me, they're like, I like you. You all know what? God is within me. God is within me. And I pray to God that anyone that is around me, that I can influence them and impact them to just be close to God, have a relationship with God, have God as head over your life, your family's life. Like, this is the best decision you can ever make. And that's why God keep on just telling me, like, to just really talk about seeing through your spiritual eyes. Everything in the world, yes, you're seeing everything physically happening, but you got to stay fully focused and know that there are spiritual things that is happening as well. The next question is, why do I feel like I'm always fighting against something every time something good is about to happen? And before I was saved or even know God, or didn't even care to know God at that time, every single time something good was to happen to me, I used to feel it if I fight in this war. And back then I didn't know, like, I knew about demons, but I wasn't really too focused about, you know, like, Satan was set up, have his assignments with demons. Like, even if it's certain friends to influence you to go this way, or just situations to go rocket when something good's supposed to happen. It's spiritual wars that's happened here. And back then, I couldn't yet understand. And I just used to give up. And then the good things would never happen. But now that I'm a child of God, and I understand life, and I perceive life how you're supposed to perceive it, through your spiritual eyes, through having knowledge and wisdom that there are demons out there. The devil has assignments for wicked people or even just possessed people to do certain things to get you off track. Know that I have that understanding, and I perceive and flow through my life with my spiritual eyes, with God as my father, with God as my leader. I understand when spiritual war is happening, and I know how to fight. I know if it's time to rest. And this is why you must have a relationship with God. Sometimes I just crave in my heart, I need a fast. And I said, this is God talking to me. And I will fast. I will fast. And sometimes God is just placing my heart, like, it's just time to rest. Because sometimes God will fight that battle for you. He doesn't want you to fight it. He will fight it for you. So, as you have a relationship with God and you get closer to God, you will understand, and God will place in your heart how to move in different situations if you feel like if you're fighting towards something, especially when you're going to have something good happening for you. It will be as simple as if you're supposed to go and collect a laptop Saturday, let's say Saturday, and boom, just so as you get in your car Saturday morning to go for your laptop, your car ain't working. Or as you get at the place, it got like some person that treats you like they think that you're coming to rob the place rather than to buy a laptop. Like, it's just be like things that is happening as something good is supposed to happen for you. You know what I mean? But Now with God, you have to pray and you will know how to move, act, react, stay silent, let God handle it, pray, fast. He will let you know how to react in that situation and function in that situation. Okay, next question I have is, why if I know that I'm a better person in my heart and how I flow through life, that it seems like if I was still living in poverty, and then people that are extremely wicked seem to be living rich and could buy anything that they want. And that's something that used to disturb me and used to make me frightened on being a Christian. Because I used to tell myself, like, if the devil is more attack Christians than wicked people. And I had to get a stage in my life and with God and talking to God and just really seeing things through a different eye spiritually rather than just the physical. I understand why my life seemed like a struggle. Because the devil knew that I'm going to overcome it and I'm going to inspire many, many, many people to overcome all the situations and with God in their life and head over their life. So the devil always used to make my situation seem worse than it actually was by making me over emotional, or as I would say, dramatic. And losing focus on God. And just being so negative about it. Because he knew the impact that I would have in God's kingdom. So honestly, even though you might know somebody that is truly a really wicked person and they're living good, when they die, where are they going? Hell is real. And I know that you don't want to go hell. Like, sometimes you really have to stop focusing and looking on other people's lives, because people, if you sit down and you focus and you study other people's life and how they get through and why you this and you good and this, and I'm talking from experience because this is what I used to do, you understand, it keeps you distracted. It keeps you in like a bondage of comparing yourself to others when everybody's life and journey to Christ and becoming successful is a different road. Everybody on this earth is not going to be millionaires. But to me, having God in my life, my main aim for having money is to help others. It's to spread God's word. It's to be able to have my shelters to help others during their time needing food, finances. Like, before Christ, I just wanted to have money for myself to buy what I wanted. But my aim in having money is to help others. So you really have to sit down and you have to understand that comparing does not help. It puts you in more bondage. It brings your mind in a state of confusion. And it's really not a good place in your heart to be at. Stop looking at others. You don't know if Susie worshiping some devil or something. She got to give up her soul and do all kind of different things to live that life. Were you comparing your life to hers? You know what she did to get that. You understand? And then sometimes she could be a woman of God, but all of us have bad characteristics. Like, all of us is not perfect. So just stop comparing your life to others. What is for you will be for you. That's why you have to stay focused. And stay focused in what God has promised you. And stay focused in God's word and having a relationship with him. Like, I'm at a stage in my life that I do not compare anymore. Comparing has brought me nothing but pain before. Comparing has brought me nothing but just falling into a deeper depression. I'm at this stage that I know what God has promised me. He has revealed so much to me. He has revealed gifts and talents that I forgot that I even own, and even more gifts and talents that I'm actually starting to do now, like doing my podcast and stuff. And that is my main focus. I'm focusing on the assignments that he has for me. how I'm going to impact others, how I'm going to inspire others to believe and trust God. I'm focusing on what He wants me to focus on. I don't care who is next door to me. I don't care who friend is a millionaire. I don't care. It's fully on what God has for me, His promises. I'm going to be obedient to what He tells me to do. That is my main focus. So the last question that I have is, I used to ask God how people is have faith. And back then I couldn't really get understand, because it was like, how these people is being these real bad situations and to be about this, oh, I have faith in God and Let me tell you, when God has revealed things, He's revealed things here. I couldn't get it understand. I couldn't get it comprehend. I just could not even see how this thing called faith could even exist. And getting closer to God and seeing how He brought me out of depression that no one could. The man ripped depression out of my soul, my body, my mind, my heart. It was something that I could not even comprehend, and it happened to me. And that's just by me having a little faith that He will do it. I was to the point that I was crying on the floor saying, I don't want to be like this anymore, God. Please heal me. Please remember me. Heal me. And He did it. And when He did it, it was so mighty and I felt so light, and I felt like I know God live my life. Like, boy, let me tell you, boy. Just have a little faith. Just have a little faith. When you have that and you see what God does in your life, your faith is grow so strong. Let me tell you, every single thing that God has promised me, that He has told me personally, that He has put other people in my life to prophesy, that it's confirmations to what He has told me, I have faith it is going to happen. You want to know why? I am staying focused. As long as you stay focused on God, that's exactly what's going to happen. Nobody, no devil, no one could stop it, as long as you stay focused on Him. So the scripture that I wanted to read, which is going to tie up with everything, just trusting God and living your life truly knowing that God is going to make us all victorious. We have to stop looking through our physical eyes at things and look at things through our spiritual eyes. Trusting God is, the chapter is Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And that's just confirmation that as long as you fully trust God, you have to live and flow through this life with your spiritual eyes. Just close your eyes from block out all the physical things. This is life. We live and be seeing things in the physical, but He wants us to be geared and know that we have to spiritually look at things to have a greater understanding of what is going on. You're not going to have any worries, any stress. Just trust God. So He really placed on my heart for me to just have this devotion with y'all today. I really do hope that I inspired someone, but I really do know for sure that God told me that His people really needed this. This is some deep inspiration to let you know that we all go through different stages in life, and He's just letting us know that it's not only you. God is ready to do something great, and no matter what is going on in the world right now, just stay focused and use your spiritual eyes. Pray to God. Fast to God. Be obedient. Stay in His word. Stay focused. Just Just trust God. Have faith. So I really do hope you enjoy this, and thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.